Stark County Sheriff's Office asking for the public's help in finding the driver involved in a fatal hit-and-run crash. 39-year-old Sean Gates was hit just after 10:30 Sunday night in the 1600 block of Shepler Church Avenue Southwest in Canton Township. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect vehicle believed to be a white sedan with front-end damage. Anyone with information has to call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800 or the anonymous tip line at 330-451-3937. Four people were shot in a Canton Township bar early Sunday. The Stark County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call at Ashton's Bar and Grill on 8th Street Northeast just before 3 a.m. The injuries to the four were described as non-life-threatening. The Sheriff's Office says no one at the scene provided any information. An investigation is continuing. Alliance City Council will be asked to approve a community reinvestment area for Robertson Heating Supply. Robertson proposing a 93,000-square-foot warehouse on West Main. It would lead to 20 new full-time and 5 part-time positions. Construction cost is $17 million. The original CRA with the company was adopted in July 2001. Council will also see legislation allowing the city to contract for the removal of exceptional quality biosolids from the wastewater treatment plant for land application. Proclamation will also be heard recognizing Randall Flint, who is retiring as health commissioner after 41 years. City of Salem and Perry Township hoping to reach agreement on an annexation that will allow for the construction of a K-8 building. The school would be built on an approximately 90-acre farm on Winery Road, which is currently in the township. The school district says the agreement must be completed by the second week of July to allow construction to begin and keep the building on track to open in July 2027. Certain plans and documents would have to be reviewed by the City Utilities Department before the annexation. For the project to remain on track, that would have to be approved by City Council. Youngstown Police investigating two shootings on the west side. Both took place Saturday. Just after 4 o'clock, man was taken to a hospital after being shot in the arm in the 300 block of North Maryland Avenue. His injuries were not life-threatening. About 3 hours later, shots were fired at a vehicle in the 100 block of North Portland Avenue. No one was hurt. Multiple shell casings were found at the scene. Former Vienna Township fiscal officer charged with misappropriating public funds has pleaded guilty to all charges. A bench trial was to begin this morning for 55-year-old Linda McCullough. She reportedly rejected a plea deal in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court last week that would have included jail time. She was indicted in November on charges including theft in office, tampering with records, and telecommunications fraud. McCullough was accused of spending more than $116,000 in township funds on personal expenses. Missing funds caused the township to lay off employees, including police and fire. The state auditor declared a fiscal emergency. McCullough will be sentenced July 22nd. A Trumbull County grand jury secretly indicted a Liberty Township man last week. 21-year-old Isaiah Short was arrested on 2 counts each of rape and gross sexual imposition. The indictment says Short had sexual contact by threat or force with someone unable to resist or agree. Assistant County Prosecutor Gabe Wildman tells WFMJ-TV the alleged victim is intellectually disabled. Short will appear in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court at a date to be determined. The Youngstown Air Reserve Station is in line for a new fire station. The Department of Defense approved the $25 million project as part of the fiscal year National Defense Authorization. The Air Force Reserve says the 9/10th Airlift Wing at the Vienna Township facility is the only command unit training for aerial spray missions targeting vegetation and insects. The Air Reserve Station received $2.4 million for planning and design of the new station last year. It's transitioning to a new fleet of C-130J aircraft. Flash flooding over the weekend claimed the lives of 6 people in Ohio County, West Virginia, with search efforts ongoing for 2 others missing. Communities such as Elm Grove, Triadelphia, and Valley Grove are in recovery mode as residents begin the task of cleaning up. Emergency crews resumed operations in Elm Grove early today, focusing on search and rescue. Flooding left a trail of destruction with many homes lost and vehicles destroyed. National Road into Triadelphia is lined with debris. Tetanus shots are being offered and free supplies are available at the Guntree Shooting Range and the Armory. Man who was one of several people shot in downtown Columbus Saturday morning has died. In an update this morning, police said 18-year-old Josiah Mason died early Sunday afternoon. He was one of 8 people injured after the shooting near Bicentennial Park. Officers were called to South Ludlow and West Town Streets at 3:15 a.m. They found five adults and one juvenile had been shot. Another juvenile was found suffering from injuries, not from gunshots. Shooting victims were taken to different hospitals in the area. Police said the conditions of all but one victim were stable.